Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Francis Chan and his wife, Lisa, has written a book on marriage. And John, tell us about this marriage focus. I can imagine what it would be like for, that's a book I would want to read.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a book I would want to read. Tell us about it.
Well, Christian Post is reporting that Francis Chan and his wife, you said, they've written a book. And the idea is that they say that so many times couples are caught up trying to have the perfect marriage that they unwittingly make their union, their spouse, and then ultimately their children into idols.
So true.
So true. And so they say, listen, let's get the focus off of each other and let's put the focus back on God.
Right.
The whole reason why we are together anyway.
Right.
And so they put a promotional video together. They decided to self-publish this book because with the proceeds, they want to continue to further their missions and the things that they're doing all around the world to share the gospel. But I want you to listen firsthand from their own testimony about why they put this book together.
I got to see it.
Watch this.
So I'm Francis. This is Lisa. We're writing this book.
I wanted to introduce myself.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Sorry. I'm Francis Chan.
And I'm Lisa Chan.
See, that's why I didn't do it. Because it's like, Francis, I'm Lisa. Anyways, we just wrote this book called You and Me Forever. And the whole idea behind it is, it's, you know, sometimes couples can get so wrapped up on things here and to where they're not focused on the kingdom.
Our marriages need to remember that we're on a mission. It isn't about how satisfied and happy are we with one another.
For me, it was 1 Corinthians 7 when Paul talks about the potential of marriage being a distraction, and he was saying how we want to secure undistracted or undivided devotion to the Lord.
We felt like there was something lacking, that there wasn't a resource that really helped couples pull out of that inward focus and make it so much about one another, and rather make an outward focus and say, what are we really here for? What is the bigger picture about marriage?
And so we just thought, man, maybe we've just got it all backwards, and can we write about this and talk about marriage in light of eternity?
You've got to read this because I think it will change your mind, it will change your heart, it'll help you see marriage in an entirely different light.
I'm excited about this. I feel so good, especially about the things that Lisa's written in this book. Where I go, gosh, that's powerful. It's stuff that we need to hear, but it's right out of the scriptures. And so I want everyone to get this. I believe it's something God has asked me to write. And so my whole burden is I've got to get it to as many people as possible. That's what we decided to self-publish, because I wanted to be able to give it away for free to everyone who needs it. We're hoping that it even brings in some resource that we can then give to people in other countries who are in serious need. And so we're just constantly thinking, man, how can we build people up here overseas? And I feel like this project has the opportunity to do that.
So some of you are probably wondering, where are the proceeds of this book gonna go? You're talking about giving it away for free, but some of us can buy a copy. We just want you to know that 100% of the profits from this book are gonna go towards so many different projects around the world. So we just can't wait to see what God's gonna do with the resources from this book.
You and me forever.
Get it today. You and Me Forever by Francis and Lisa Chan.
YouandMeForever.org, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I think about this. You know, we have placed marriage, the narrative of our marriage, and look what's happened to it.
Yeah.
We've made everything about marriage and worshiped the institution of marriage, and all of a sudden it's like God's saying, I'm taking it away from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you look at the patriarchs and those that have gone before us, they say, listen, I want you to go up to the city and find me a wife. And they, you know, their employee would go find them a wife,
right?
Yeah,
because it was amazing. And then you had kids, and it was just about, you know, we're living life, but something all of a sudden it became about us and about what I can get out of it, and that you know, marriage had a purpose to be able to work together to raise family and to honor God, and it had structure and all of this, and then now it's become about, you know, I'm trying to find my soulmate. Mm. You know, I'm trying to find somebody that makes me happy.
Happy, happy.
Happy, happy, happy.
That's right.
I'm trying to, you know, they don't make me feel right. I don't like the way they do this or they do that. And it's like, when it was agricultural society, it's like, I'm just so glad they're helping me in the field.
Hello.
Right now. You know, you can't dog anybody out that's helping you pull weeds away from the bean sprouts. You know what I'm saying? It's like, thank you.
Probably too tired to argue anyway.
Yeah. Or the mother or the wife that's actually helping you raise the children or vice versa. And you all work together. What have we done to the institution of marriage? And I could bet bottom dollar, this is going to be a good book. I haven't read it yet, but guarantee you, you're looking, I'm going to get that one. And because we got to get back to a biblical perspective. And this one thing Francis is, I mean, Francis challenges himself when he talks, but Crazy Love, his book, and just, I feel so challenged when he talks. Yeah. I mean, he walks into IHOP Kansas City and everybody there feels like, my goodness, we got to get saved. Right?
Exactly.
That might, obviously, no, we're joking, are we? Anyway, so, but he just challenges you and go, you know, I could do more for God. I mean, he did all this for me. I could do more for him. And man, if we can get marriage, not other people's marriage, the church's marriage back to the way it's supposed to be. Because I mean, you talk about when you start, you have to cancel all these crazy seminars about marriage, these secular, Americanized gospel that says worship the institution, worship your spouse.
Worship people.
All that kind of stuff. And worship your kids. You know, turn that back around and worship God and him only. And then just be grateful that God is blessing us. I can imagine. It's got to be good.
It's going to be a good one.
It's got to be good, man. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.